You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You know what time it is. The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're going to do this again, folks, here on this podcast. So it's the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. All about what's going on in the latest between the three biggest divisions and all of NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series. Next year will be the Craftsman Truck Series, but for one more race, it is the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series. Three biggest divisions of all of Motorsports, folks. This is Championship Week, folks. A special edition of this podcast, episode 319. Half hour packed, just focusing on the championship drivers. My name's Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for this podcast. You're new to the podcast. Welcome on board. Boy, it has been a busy fall for me, but still able to get majority of the episodes out. Not some of them shorter than usual, but hey, still getting content out. So if you're new to the show, definitely check out the show wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, you know the deal is on that. As well, you can check out old archives as well, which is on the 3 Wide NASCAR feed, the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast through EG3. It's there, and you will not hear a special guest this time around because this is going to be half-hour-ish show focusing on the championship drivers through the 3 Series as it begins tomorrow night with the Camping World Truck Series Showdown. We'll get into that right on into that. And, of course, Bad Blood in the Xfinity Series as the Xfinity Series just got done wrapping up their press conference. I'm recording this not on Sunday, not on Saturday, Thursday night. Got a busy Thursday night ahead of me here, November 3rd, 2022 here. It's going to be a half-hour-ish show here. Hope to make this at least a half hour here on this edition of the podcast. Then I'm going to bring on a special guest for the championship recap. That is my plans there for next week. So there will be at least, after this one, 2 original episodes left of this podcast as well. And I think this podcast will take a break here, as I am well into my other podcast, super busy with my other podcast, what's going on right now. So this podcast, NASCAR Pod, could take a break for the rest of the year. Here, we'll just have to see how that goes. But for right now, we got to focus on this. Still unfinished business between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR, the trucks. We'll kick things off first tomorrow night. Let me make sure we have our ducks in a row here. Yes, tomorrow night, the Camping World Truck Series goes down, the Championship 4. Goes down tomorrow night. So this is why I want to get this out, because actually this will be out tomorrow, right before the green flag of the championship weekend. So be out on the lookout for this. If you listen to this now, appreciate you as well. Make sure you continue to spread the word about the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, 9 o'clock Central Time. That's probably 7 or 6 West Coast time. All right, no, that's, wait, that's 10. That 10 Eastern time, 9 Central, and then probably another 2 hours back. That's probably 7. It sounds about right there as well. Well, folks, it's down to it, folks. The truck series, we'll start with them first. We'll start in chronological order there. Of course, yeah, Homestead. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why they had the winners posted there. The last 2 weeks, they're behind schedule as well. But, of course, Ty Majeski, second win of the Pope of the playoffs. He was already locked in. That was a second win, of the semifinal round of the Truck Series, which he was already locked in to begin with. He pretty much solidified that spot there. The other three he's going up against. Well, let's just introduce Ty Majeski first. Ty Majeski from Thor Sport Racing. He'll be racing for his first championship. Zane Smith, right back at it again for the 3rd straight year in a row. Back at it for his elusive title. Can he get it done? Zane Smith driving for Front Row Motorsports for a second year in a row. For the first time he was there, oh gosh, he was with GMS, I believe. Yes, GMS Racing, and battling for that title, came up a bit short. Last year came up against short again, got passed with 8 laps to go by Ben Rhodes there to lose his championship there again. You don't necessarily have to win. Well, we saw in the Camaro Truck Series last 2 years that the winner, the champion of this race, has not won it. So that's a big kicker right there, and I would probably get, I probably would go on a limb and say, go ahead and say that the winner of this race, and Chandler Smith won this race last year. He was not a part of Championship Four. He is one of the other Championship Four contenders from Kyle Busch Motorsports. So, and then of course, your defending champion looking to go back to back, part of Thor Sport Racing as well, Ben Rhodes. So you have two Thor Sport cars in the field. Ty Majeski, 2 wins this year, 10 top fives, 15 top tens, 3 stage wins for him on the year. They have Zane Smith right back at it. Zane Smith has had a quiet playoffs here in 2022. Hasn't really made a lot of noise. He's finished up in there in the top 10. That's bothering me. he's finished in the top 10 in majority of the playoff races, but he's been seemingly very quiet here there as well. 13 top fives, 18 top 10s this year, 8 stage wins there for Zane Smith. A third crack at it. Will a third time be the charm for Zane Smith? We'll find out when the green flag drops tomorrow night. Ben Rhodes, defending champion. He also had 1 win last year. Well, actually, no, he had 2 wins, excuse me. 1 less than that this year. 7 top 5s, 12 top 10s, 9 stage wins. That's more stage wins than he had last year. Well, so is can Ben Rhodes win heads up? I have no idea. I'm not sure if he can or not. Chandler Smith, he can. 3 wins, 8 top 5s, 15 top 10s, 6 stage wins, and 22 starts. And this is going to be the last time Kyle Busch Motorsports will be in Toyotas. Remember, Kyle Busch in the Cup Series, moving on from Joe Gibbs Racing after this weekend, going over to Richard Childress Racing, and he'll be fielding Chevys for his team. Of course, RCR is a Chevy-affiliated team there as well. What do you think? Well, I was leaning towards Ty Majeski for my championship pick here. No messing around. For the last 7 years, we've seen the Camaro Truck Series, this final race, belong to a guy that's not part of Championship 4. This year, you have somebody, possibly two, that can take it over. I'm going to go on a limb here. I can't see. It's so hard to repeat. And yes, I might be going off of the Braves being knocked out of the first round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. It's so hard. Not alone to get back here 3 straight times like Zane Smith, third time chart. I don't know. I have no idea. For Chandler Smith, he won this race last year. I'm gonna roll on Kyle Busch Motorsports gonna be sent off Toyota with another championship here. Who did I pick last year? I can't remember who I picked. I think I picked Nemechek. No, I didn't. I picked Crafton. Yeah, I picked Crafton last year. That didn't turn out. I picked a Thor Sport car, truck, excuse me, and didn't work out. So I'm going to go a different direction because of that. I think Chandler Smith, folks, Chandler Smith will win the Truck Series Championship tomorrow night. There as well, baby. So that's my pick. That's my championship pick for the Capital Truck Series on that front, folks.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Literally going 3 Wide with our 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 Championship Preview and Picks. Eddie Greer, the third. He was you guys on this Thursday evening recording November 3rd, 2022. Yes, it's been a while since I've recorded off script. Well, not off script, I shouldn't say off script, but not on a weekend. So, by the way, since I'm recording this, you're not going to get an episode on Sunday. So this is what you're going to get right here for your championship preview. So until next week when we wrap this all up with championship recap of all 3 divisions, and I do have a special guest in line for that. We'll have it all broke down on a longer edition of 3-1 National Podcast with EG3. Switching gears to the Xfinity Championship now, which will go down on Saturday at 5 Central Time. So that's 6 Eastern Time there as well. There's been a lot of words been going on since Brandon Jones got knocked out of the way, ran over, however you want to look at it, by Ty Gibbs. That has been a hot topic all week long, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, Ty Gibbs might not be thinking. Obviously, you're in a race car and you're not thinking about rationality, obviously. But you had an opportunity to put Jogas Racing in two cars in the championship round. You did not do that. And might be fast forwarding to my picks already. And this has been going on all year between Noah Gregson and Ty Gibbs. Obviously, Brandon Jones handled the interview with class there, but again, I'll be swinging some bows on Ty Gibbs after the fact. I've been chasing him, and that's just how I was raised going up. Someone did you wrong, you clap back at him, and just like the whole Bubba Kyle Larson situation a couple weeks ago, I'll have been coming after him, been riding his ass. Afterwards, you ain't getting no burnout, nothing whatsoever there. And then today, I'm recording this right after the Xfinity and Cup Championship press conferences there with the championship driver contenders, however you want to put it, there after the fact as well. So, yeah, absolutely. That's an unfortunate situation for Brandon Jones there, in that situation there. You take the lead on the restart, then you get bulldozed by your own teammate. Of course, Brandon Jones next year, ironically enough, is going to be taking over Noah Gregson's ride. Next year in that same car, Noah Gregson going up full-time in the Cup Series with Petty GMS next season. Right? So, now, for Ty Gibbs, it should have been 2-2. But instead, I don't like your odds, and this has been a year of Junior Motorsports. So you're going against three guys that can win the race easily. It's your one. Yes, Ty Gibbs. It's only Ty Gibbs can take on a challenge of three, gets three on one, right? Noah Gregson, number one seed, going in here, and Ty Gibbs is the second seed, Noah Gregson. And let's not forget, call the other two Junior Motorsports guys out. Allgaier and Josh Berry are also part of this championship four race as well. Ty Gibbs, the lone non-Junior Motorsports champion contender. Man, I just got a feeling right now. I could tell you this right now. He's going to get railroaded. And Brandon Jones, you have nothing to lose. Why wait? You're not going to be back with Joe Gibbs anyway, right? Why don't you just take him out? Take him out when it's right, right? But Brandon Jones won this racetrack, so that's a very unfortunate situation. And yes, I was mad like the rest of you guys, shaking my head. I was really disappointed. I wasn't mad, and that's probably, and I know a lot of people were pissed off. I was disappointed in the situation because that's another, you gotta think of, and again, yes, you're not thinking, you're in that seat, you're not thinking rationality, right? So this should have been 2-2. Instead, you're going against the gauntlet of Junior Motorsports. I don't like your odds. I don't care. You've been fast all year. You're winning a whole bunch of races. Gregson has an advantage on you, 8-6 in that department. And across the board, really, 20 top fives, 25 top tens, 16 stage wins for Gregson to 15 top fives, 22 top tens, 8 stage wins for Ty Gibbs. There as well. Let's take a look at Noah's teammates. This is Noah's last race for Junior Motorsports. By the way, there. Josh Berry. Woo! 3 wins on the year, 11 top fives, 20 top tens, additional 6 stage wins there. And then this guy. I would probably put him really the sleeper, to be honest with you guys. The rise of Josh Berry has been something to watch. But Allgaier, he snuck in there. He also was beating banging with Almendinger for that last spot there. Allgaier has 3 wins on the year this year in 2022, 15 top fives, 22 top tens, an additional 8 stage wins for Allgaier as well. And at one point, Allgaier owned this racetrack. So it's all about hitting it. If you hit it on that weekend, you got a chance to be you got a chance at it as well. So it's just kind of like marathon running, or yeah, whatever. Same damn thing, right? If you're right, if you you prepare right, you do the things necessary, you prepare your body right and all that stuff, you prepare for that week, and again, it's marathon is basically to you. Here, NASCAR is a team effort. Here, but still same concept. You can hit, if your legs right, you have a shot. If not, then you just never know. You just don't know about especially marathon races. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, big Sunday coming up. Yeah, the New York City Marathon will kind of, for at least for me, will kick off. We'll kick off the day there, and of course, the championship for the finale in NASCAR, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship Four Showdown will go down in the afternoon. But yeah, I mean. Yeah, it can be hit and miss with those cars. And Noah Gregson's been so fast this year. Again, half those wins, tying Sam Ard there. He went on a run there, tying Sam Ard for consecutive races won with four straight there as well. So we'll see. And I think, I'm trying to think who won the title last year there as well for some reason. I am blanking. Oh, nope. Daniel Hemric won the title last year for Joe Gibbs Racing there as well. So there you go. There you go. It's between Joe Gibbs Racing and Penske. Penske is nowhere in this equation this year. There as well. The bad blood between Gregson and Gibbs. And I would not be surprised to see contact on Saturday afternoon between these two cars. Because there's no way. It doesn't baffle me that you see these championship cars, maybe for the exception of trucks and Xfinity. This relates really to the cup cars, because every time in a championship setting, you see these cars so close around each other all race long. Maybe here in the Xfinity, and I might throw the Xfinity in here, because you have four guys that run with each other all year long, and I expect nothing no different here. It's back here, but I got to go with the layup here. On this one, I think Noah Gregson goes out in style and wins the title on Saturday. Layup right there. It's going to be mono and mono. You ask teammates all you want, but at the end of the day, again, you know how, if you've been listening to this 3Wide Pod, the NASCAR podcast with EG3 for a while, or since the beginning or for the last year or so, you know my stance on teammates, right? Teammates, right? You know, you gotta shut the blinders on. When you're out there, it's all for yourself. Unless you get team orders or whatnot to do this, then I'm fine with it. But if not, it's game on from there. So I just think that the way this year shaped up for Noah Gregson, we've bashed him on this show, we praised him on this podcast. Why not, right? So Noah Gregson will take matters in his own hands. I just had that feeling. But, again, that's who I got. But I wouldn't might want to watch here. I'll throw this in additional here. Is Josh Berry here. I would not be surprised to see him in victory lane either. He was pretty quick. Now, it's been a long, long ways back. If I go back to early this year, which was back in March, right? Noah Gregson won this race, right? Yep, Noah Gregson won this race over Brendan Jones, who, in my opinion, should be in the championship four, but he's not. Thanks to Ty Gibbs' mistake there on that. Josh Berry finished third back in March. So it would not be surprised me. He's kind of my dark horse in the wheel here. And if I go back to the trucks, I'm going to throw in Zane Smith's experience in there as well. So he's my dark horse for that as well. But my pick is Chandler Smith that I'm staying with. It's on tape, so I got that there. Noah Gregson is my pick there for Saturday's race there as well. And Josh Berry is my dark horse. Now, if you're asking where Ty Gibbs finished at, Ty Gibbs finished sixth in this race back in the spring, starting third. Allgaier, this has not been... this has not been, his best racetrack. Oh, now going back to what I said earlier in things as well. So we'll just have to see what happens there as well as he finished 10th. Yeah, he finished 10th back in the spring as well here. So, yeah, so there's that. As well here, so yeah, so sorry Sorry, got a little sidetracked. But yes. So back to Xfinity real quick. Yeah, I think Gregson will win this race and win the title. I think the winner of the championship wins this race. They're all four of these cars more than capable of winning this race for sure. So that's what we're looking at for Saturday night's race there in the championship four race there in Phoenix for the Xfinity Series.
You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Back for the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 Championship Preview / Prediction here. Episode 319. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for this NASCAR Podcast. All right, no messing around. Coming towards the final stretch, we're going to the high side now to round up this championship preview with the Cup Series this Sunday on NBC. And oh, by the way, for those of you who want to tune in to those races, tomorrow night, the Cable World Truck Series, as I am recording this here on Thursday night, will be on FS1, 9 Central Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, that's 10 Eastern Time, excuse me there, MRN will have, it looks like, now I lost. Now go back. Yeah, MRN is going to have all three races here for us there. If you're going to be away from the TV over the weekend there, NBC will have coverage 2 Central Time there and 3 Eastern Time, 2 Central Time here. Still kind of cross, still kind of confused there. But okay. All right. So Christopher Bell. And I said this last week in the podcast, he had an opportunity to walk off for the second straight elimination race, and he did that. Wow. Christopher Bell was really stepped to the plate and hit the game walk-off home run twice now. And that's why he's here. This is why he's here, folks. That is why he has landed in this spot, right? To have an opportunity to win a championship. He put himself there. I mean, you cannot. And now, I'm trying to do here. Okay, yeah, and now, you can't complain. It's fair and square, right? You can't complain about that whatsoever. Christopher Bell, you would have told me at the beginning of the year that Christopher Bell would be the championship four representative for Joe Gibbs Racing. I would have told you he would have been eliminated in any round of eight. I'm dead serious about that, but Denny Hamlin being eliminated at the line by Ross Chastain to ride the wall. Wow. I have seen that, and I've watched that at least almost over 100 times now through the Ross Chastain movie. You want to talk about something about that? Ross Chastain. Unbelievable, folks. Only Ross Chastain can pull something like that off. He said, screw it. We're going to go out. I'm going to sit in turn three. I'm going to be fascinated. That looked like a true actual video game, man. The way he's sitting in there, it's legal, man. He ain't harming nobody. It's no problem with that. I mean, you had an opportunity. All these drivers talking about Ross. We're going to get Ross Chastain. We're going to get Ross Chastain. Didn't happen. That would have been the play. That track would have been in the place to do it. But, again, you say it, you got to do it, and none of these drivers that set out here do it, and ironically enough, Ross Chastain eliminated Denny Hamlin. The two of those guys went back and forth all year long, and fitting enough, he knocks off Denny Hamlin another year wasted for opportunity to win it, either get the championship four or to win a championship. In this case, Denny Hamlin doesn't make it to Phoenix as a championship four contender. He has to watch it from the sideline there as well. Wow. That is huge momentum there. And I can tell you this right now. I'll give you my finalized pick here. The way that this year's gone in the Cup Series, I would not be surprised to see a new champion crowned. Obviously, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott. Joey Logano, the Penske representative. Chase Elliott, the Hendrick representative. Ross Chastain, first ever appearance for Trackhouse as a championship contender in the championship four appearance. Christopher Bell's also first appearance as well. This could be a first of many for Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain. What a story if this can be capped off for a championship for Ross Chastain. Trackhouse Racing, folks. Is it a third? This is their third year in a row or a second? I think this is their second year. I want to say it's their second year because Daniel Suarez started this team last year. Yeah, this is their second year in the Cup Series. And you got to think back to Furniture Row. It took them, 12 years or whatnot, or 10 or something like some crazy number to get to the championship. Not only to do that, but to win a championship there with Martin Truex Jr. So this is a splash. This is a splash made in heaven for this team. Justin Marks, the owner of this team. We're gonna find out if this magical run's gonna catch. Really, Chastain Bell. I can put them in the same category here. What a run! Chastain's been fast all year long. Christopher Bell has come on strong here, hot, just like the Philadelphia Phillies here in the postseason. Two wins, both wins. Well, actually, two of his three wins coming in the playoffs for Christopher Bell is for the win that got him in when he needed it was at New Hampshire. When he needed to win, because he was outside the playoff picture. And then, of course, capitalized on his teammate, Martin Truex Jr.'s, or I should say, the pit crew's stupid mistake there to pit for stupid-ass two. I think it was two tires, I think, if I remember correctly. I was frustrated, pretty frustrated with that there as well. Bell, 12 top fives, 19 top 10 finishes, four stage wins. Chastain, look, Chastain, the least wins. Yep, the least wins of the Championship Four group. Two wins. And remember, he won the... Oh, man. What's that road course? What course is down in Texas? I can't think of it right now. But it's in Austin. It's not Road America. It's not that. Circuit of Americas. There we go. Circuit of Americas. Yeah, I'm ready this season to be over. Two wins, 14 top fives, 20 top tens. Five stage wins there, and then you got the champions in this, right? And Chase Elliott looking to win his second championship in 3 years. Five wins on the year. Remember, Chase Elliott was your regular season champion this year as well. 12 top fives, 20 top tens, six stage wins there as well. Chase Elliott has not looked good. Kind of like Ben Rhodes. sorry, I got to put you there. Kind of like Ben Rhodes. Very quiet. I don't think he has a win in these playoffs. Nope, I take that back. He won Talladega, but only one win in these playoffs for Chase Elliott, and he just hasn't been the same. So, will he turn it on? Again, the cards are the wild card because you just don't know. And, again, Christopher Bell, red hot. He's been running up in the top 10, running up front. So, I am definitely feeling in the camp of one of those two drivers. I know Joey Logano's in there as well. We'll get to him right now. Three wins on the year for Logano, and he won his way into this field by winning at Vegas a couple weeks ago. 10 top fives. Not impressive numbers here. 16 top tens, six stage wins, and all starts this year. And Joey Logano will look to add a second championship to that. Man, I think Joey Logano missed Championship Four last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because it's a stat that Jeff Gluck noted a couple weeks ago on their podcast with he and Bianchi. He's made it in the Championship Four in every even year. So he did not make it. Okay, so that clears that air up. This is Chase Elliott's actually third consecutive appearance in the Championship Four, if I'm not mistaken there as well. Remember, he got in and he was dominant, past Brad Keselowski there to win his first championship. And of course, last year, he was the fourth championship driver, I believe. Yeah, he was fourth there. Was up front for majority of it last year. And then, of course, his team could not adjust better enough. And, yeah, he struggled there a little bit as well. So Chase Elliott looking to win another championship at Phoenix. Can he get it done? We'll have to see. But for whatever reason, man, I want to go Chastain, man, for this. And I'm going to pick him as my dark horse instead. But my pick here, I got to ride Christopher Bell here. I'm going to go with JTR obviously Martin Truex Jr. is part of that Joey Gibbs Racing theme, unfortunately for another year, but I got to ride with the momentum here. Crystal Bell right now, got that swag on right now. Way this year has been going, you just don't know what's going to happen, and being under pressure, that pressure. I mean, yes, being a part of the Championship 4 is a whole different kind of pressure. And this kisses here, it just levels it three times that. And he's been his back has been against the wall, not once, but twice. And he's going to be up against it for a third straight time. Can he pull it off? I think he can. And I'm going to roll with him. The 20 car will win the championship on Sunday, upsetting Chase Elliott. He's going to be, so I'm going a step further than that there as well. So yeah, Christian Bell, he's going to, all this talk about, you know, he's that championship caliber. He's that championship driver caliber that all teams want. So I think he is going to pull it off. I think he gets it done on Sunday as a new NASCAR champion there. Damn, I want to pick Chastain. The way that I have that feeling in my soul that Chastain's gonna pull it off. But I'm gonna ride the 20 to the championship on Sunday there as well. So folks, as we about to enter the championship weekend, this will be posted before the green flag of the Capable Truck Series Championship 4. And there will be no episode on Sunday. So because this is out, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to post one before. So this is your episode for this week. So make sure you tell your friends, your NASCAR peeps, about the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And enjoy some championship racing action out there in Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be some lot of twists and turns. But we'll see who captures the checkered flag. I'm pretty sure... it never fails. The Cup Series has seen the winner of the race wins the championship. Part of that championship four, I think that streak is definitely going to continue there on Sunday. Xfinity, we're going to see it in the Xfinity Series like we did last year. Daniel Hemric, Austin Cindric beating each other, banging to the line there. Hemric upsetting Cindric, denying Cindric back-to-back titles that we've talked about in the beginning of the year on this podcast. So... And I wouldn't be surprised to see a little G&G action at the end of the finish line, too. Gregson and Gibbs go at it side by side, knocking each other out of the way, the battle out to see who wins Xfinity champion. And I'm going to roll with the same. This is all about trends. And I see somebody else winning outside of the championship four in the trucks. But Chandler Smith, he won this race last year. I think he breaks that trend. Wins the race, you win a championship. Yeah, you just take a man. Oh, don't let someone else control that destiny. You got to control it. So there's my championship picks, folks, here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back for two more weeks after this week, of course, with our championship recap and our yearly recap of what happened in Phoenix with all three series. I'll have a guest line and waiting for that. So make sure you stick around with us for that. And, of course, I believe I have my awards show right after that, as well to end the podcast for the NASCAR side. But thanks, guys. That's going to do it for another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 319 of this podcast. Appreciate you guys. Again, make sure you subscribe to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this Thursday edition. This week, Championship Week is finally here. It's kind of weird to have championship week a couple weeks early. It feels like it needs to be a little later, but man, it's already here. First weekend of November. It's time to get the business. Who will win the championships this weekend in Phoenix?
Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.